thought they were going to do a good job, and, you know, fuck them. No one did a better job than me.
You just said fuck them on the radio, Rob.
Yeah, well, no one's listening.
How dare you? how can you say that to the three people who are listening? They're not no one. They can't.
I would like to think it's the people that I'm swearing at, the you know, the only people listening are the program controller and the station manager, who have nothing to do but constantly listen to the radio. Joe has chained them to a table with the live stream playing at all times. It's like, can you please check if anyone's swearing? Because we really can't have that.
No, we really can't. Good. So that was Philip Glass, obviously.
Although less obvious than I think a lot of his pieces. You know, it was... His Quenus Gutsy soundtrack is significantly less characteristic than, say, Metamorphosis or that opera of the Triumph that he wrote, or the Hours. I think the Hours actually borrows heavily from Metamorphosis to the extent where actually some of it is just Metamorphosis. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's extremely derivative. He had a good idea and he ran with it.
Yeah, well, I guess self-plagiarism is still not as bad as...
I mean, you'll still get you fucked on Turn It In.
Yeah.
have you ever seen the movie Candyman?
No.
He did the soundtrack to the movie Candyman. It's a bit different.
What's it about?
It's a really stupid horror movie. You say Candyman three times in the mirror. It's the Bloody Mary myth, but done with Candyman. You'd say Candyman three times in the mirror, Candyman will appear.
That's lame.
Kill you or something.
Alright, so next, Porcupine Tree.
Yeah.
It's a prog rock turned metal band.
Except that this track is extremely Pink Floyd-y in a very obvious way. It's not subtle. It's not meant to be subtle.
Good. So is this from their kind of earlier albums then?
This was actually the last album they released, so no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that was actually 9 years ago, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a bit quiet recently. I was surprised that this was the last album they released, because I got this when it was reasonably new.
Yeah.
Because my guitar teacher told me that Porcupine Tree, if you like Floyd, then it was Porcupine Tree. Uh-huh. I give it a go. Especially this one, which is because like it sounds exactly like Dogs, which you'll see in a sec. And so, yeah, I got into the bit, but I don't know. Something a bit unwholesome about them, I don't know what it is. The drummer's really good, though. I used to jam with this guy who played the drums. He was very, very talented, and he was very into this guy. And it was good, because we kind of be like, oh, dude, learn this, and he would. And
cool. All right, let's go for
Pink
Floyd, Porcupine Tree, Pine Flies.
'67, the year of Sergeant Pepper, and all you experienced. Into a suburb of heaven, yeah, it should have been forever. It all seemed to make so much sense. But after a while, you realize time flies. And the best thing that you can do is take whatever comes to you. Cause time flies. She said, luck is all you make it. Just reach out, take it. Now let's dance a while. She said nothing ever happens if you don't make it happen. And if you can't laugh and smile. But after a while, you realize time flies. And the best thing that you can do is take whatever comes to you. Time flies. And laughing under summer showers. Still the way I see you now. Yeah. stop smoking your cigar? But after a while, you realize time flies. And the best thing that you can do is take whatever comes to you. You are too old to doubt. It's still the way I see you now. We'll be right back.
Tim Hacker, pretty good track. I liked it.
Disingenuous.
Sorry, I know.
And we got not conventional.
One more time with feeling, right? Second time.
Yeah. Not conventional minimalism. He doesn't usually write minimalist music, but that album, Love Streams, certainly Reich inspired.
Yeah. I guess like ambience and minimalism in general aren't that far apart.
Yeah, I sometimes find it hard to kind of. I mean, I don't usually select minimalist playlists, but when I did, for example, today, I found myself drifting into the idea of like, oh, maybe this, and thinking, no, that's ambient. It's like, you know, if I want to pick some Eno or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I never want to pick Eno.
But I think actually minimalism is pretty kind of narrow.
Well, I think
proper minimalism.
I mean, the problem with minimalism is that, or at least the idea of minimalism, is people hear it and they just think, oh, yes, very little music, you know. Mm-hmm. Just not much sound. And then they're going to go, ambient. But that's really not what it is. It's about phase shifting and it's about like
repetition and stuff.
The reason I like minimalism is because I learned about it at GCSE, and I kind of basically got given this axiomatic definition of what minimalism should be, and I thought that sounds like a beautiful way to make music, and this was kind of like this idea of repetition and phase shifting and and stuff like this, and kind of diatonicness, but kind of stretching this to its how many different ways can you mix something, but kind of maybe in an algorithmic way, which I guess that's not necessarily that great, but I mean it works. The idea was, well, a lot of people hear minimalism is just like they hear kind of, you know, like a small black dot on a white canvas, and that's not what minimalism is to me, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But yeah, I can see that's why it's in definitely a consciousness, and I can see that's why people's minds go to things like ambient music when you hear minimalism, just because it's.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the word minimalism, I guess. Interesting. It's minimal, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would
like
actually
silence is pretty minimalist.
I would kind of argue against Philip Glass actually being minimalism, for example.
Well, I was thinking, for example, like John Cage. And I guess, like, on the wide definition, a lot of John Cage is minimalism. But on a kind of narrow definition, definitely isn't.
Yeah. I think possibly it's enveloped by just other, you know, classifications which are more appropriate.
Yeah, that as well. In any case, so the last track of this show will be very long. Because obviously that's what prog is all about.
Although I want to play a Ravel track in the end.
Oh yeah, we'll play a Ravel track at the end.
It's completely unrelated to the theme.
Well, not really, because Ravel did.
But Ravel was, of course, the creator of minimalism, so.
As some people would say.
I wouldn't usually, but today.
Yeah. So this track is called 9 Feet Underground by Caravan, and they were one of the Canterbury Scene people, which I guess is still kind of, outside of Pink Floyd, the most fruitful group of prog rock.
Who else was the Canterbury Scene?
Soft Machine were also very good. And North and Hatfield, what were they called? Hatfield and North?
I really thought something I would have heard of one of them. But
and Gong.
Gong?
Yes, and Egg, something with Egg.
Egg?
And Camel, I think.
Camel?
Yeah.
Cigarette brands.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, but they're kind of more jazz inspired, which is kind of interesting.
Jazz is good.
This is a really good track. This one is not that jazzy, not as much as say Soft Machine, who really just did jazz albums, but it's good. It's called 9 Feet Underground by Caravan.
Cool.
Thank you.
So that was 9 feet underground by Caravan.
Any idea what the origin of the name was?
Sorry?
What was the origin of the name?
I don't know. Maybe they lived in a caravan?
Oh, I meant the song name.
Oh, the song name? Oh, I don't know. Maybe the caravan was 9 feet underground.
Oh, yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, so that was almost the end of the show. I think we're going to end with a piece of classical music by Ravel, who, as we mentioned earlier, could be seen as the originator of minimalist music because of his bolero, but we're not going to play that.
And also, this piece is quite reminiscent of Sarti, who people, you know, is one of the many things people confuse with minimalism because he doesn't, you know, his textures are quite thin.
It's very minimal, yeah, it's minimal, but not minimalist.
Minimalist, no.
Right. It's like the difference between modern and modernism, maybe. No, not quite. All right, so Ravel, à la manière de... Well, there are two, actually. So it's Borodin and Chabrier, I think, in a row. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Cool. Great. Ravel. And good night. And also, this is the last radio show of term, so next radio show will be in April, I guess. And go to beautifulfreaks.co.uk for cool stuff. All right, good night, everyone.
other weed. Coming from Harborview. Oh Lord, I ride in a curfew. Oh Lord, I ride in a curfew. My first new 2 years. The other is a suckling. What can I do?
Over gecompliceerde vertakkingen en verwevendheid van zowel de politieke als de sociale apolitieke orde. Waarin het ik ophoudt te bestaan, diens plaats overgenomen door een zichzelf reddende en vervreemdende versie ervan. Het venster op de wereld verandert van inzicht in de omringdheid tot een transparant doorzicht zonder aanwijsbare duidbaarheid, verpakt in vlakken en stapelingen van dolende gezichten vol grimerende gelaatsuitdrukkingen vertaald naar relationeel gedramatiseerde schaduwdansen. Vanaf de buitenkant verlichten schermutselingen tussen hulpeloosheid en aanvaarding die beurtelings winnen en verliezen. Een aaneenschakeling van pogingen, een sequentie van terloopse onafgemaaktheid, procesmatig voldongen vijandelijkheden die zich moeizaam en niet passende jas laten wringen. De sociale ruis waarmee dit gepaard gaat, neemt een oordovend niveau aan. Stommen en monddoden dansen lachend op stelten rond. Een onafzichtelijk cacofonisch gehuil uitstoot, wat door moet gaan voor politiek correct gedrag. Hoe het publieke circus zich ontwikkelt van puur huishoudelijk vermaak tot een intrigerende machine van nauwgezette, egotomaan omschreven patronen die voortdurend de hand aan zichzelf slaan, resulterend in de teloorgaan van gedachte en goed.
Männer, der Erkenntnis reißt sich ein. Religion formiert, Befreiung marschiert. Befreiung marschiert. Der neue Mensch tanzt, wir machen uns Gold. Der Blinde am Schein, der Freiheit. Kultur wird zur Dekadenz, Jugend verführt. Traditionen gebrochen, Staaten gesprengt, Völker verbrannt und freies Denken verboten. Die falschen Werte verbrennen unsere Zeichen, die uns verbinden. Sie verführen uns in eine kranke Gesellschaft, die der Mensch nicht fremd ist. Wir sind Verräter um unsere Existenz. Wir sind Verräter um unsere Existenz. Männer, der Erkenntnis reiht sich ein, die Legion formiert, Befreiung marschiert. Befreiung marschiert. Sieg ist sicher, glaubst du zu sein, wenn sie die Masse berauschen, wir sehen uns rauben. Menschen, die Maschinen, ohne Wille und Kraft, die Augen verbunden, die Ohren taub, das Herz entrissen.
De onuitsprekelijke leegte die knaagt in een woestenij van dorheid en onafzichtelijke wijsheid. Die leegte, die onuitsprekelijke traagheid van bestaan, dat gevoel van onvervulde belofte neerdrukt, dat een leven vergooit in een uitgestrekte